It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. Experience an indescribable encounter with God through the word preached by Reverend Dr. Peter Saki, a medical doctor by profession, called by God as an end-time apostle and prophet. He has been given the mandate to set captives free and deliver the oppressed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, God's Word by Reverend Dr. Saki.
Dearly beloved, one more time, I'm coming your way, and this is Reverend Dr. Peter Kwakupo Msaki. I'm bringing the Word of God to you. The Word of God is the tool for overcoming every circumstance and every situation in our lives. The Word of God is needed every day. The Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We daily need our faith to be built up and boosted with the Word of God. And I bring you a word which will speak to you personally. And if you are ready for God's word, I want us to join our hearts in prayer as we receive God's word. Dear God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, even as we receive your word, open our hearts, give us understanding. We receive grace to be doers of your word, that we shall be fruitful in every good work, and then you will have all the glory now and forevermore, in Jesus' name. I want to share briefly with you what I've entitled Divine Immunity. The Word of God assures us of God's protection and assures us of the fact that we have divine immunity in Christ. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible says that our life is hid with Christ in God. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 17, verse 28, in Him we live, in Him we move, and in Him we have our being. In other words, the enemy cannot come and attack us without coming through God and without coming through Christ, because our lives is hid with Christ in God. In Him we live, in Him we move, and in Him we have our being. It is very important for us to understand that the Bible says, ye are gods. In Psalm 82 verse 6, the Bible says, ye are gods. And so God's word is calling us God. He said he called them gods to whom the word of the Lord came to. Because we have received the word of God, we have divine immunity. Because we have received the word of God, we are partakers of God's divine nature. And once we are partakers of God's divine nature, we are victorious. We can overcome every circumstance in the storms of life, in difficult situations. The word of God makes us able, makes us strong, makes us able to overcome the challenges and the setbacks and the traps of the enemy. We also understand from the word of God that Paul and Barnabas, they went to a certain place to preach the word of God. And the people said, the gods have come down on this earth. They addressed Paul and Barnabas as gods because they saw the power of God flowing through Paul and Barnabas. When they saw the healings, when they saw the miraculous, and then Paul and Barnabas began shedding tears, and they said, we are mere men like you, and they fled from the city because they didn't want the people to worship them. We also read from the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 28, downwards. We saw when Paul was on the island of Melita, and how Paul was gathering wood. As people gathered wood, Paul decided to also join so that he could keep himself warm, because the place was cold in the island of Melita. And as they were gathering the stakes, there was a venomous viper among the stakes, and Paul gently wrapped it off over his body. And the people saw, and they thought Paul was a murderer, and they were expecting Paul to have swollen and fallen down and died. But they saw the contrary, that Paul was rather healthy, strong, and alive. And suddenly the people said, he must be a god. And they bowed down and they decided to worship Paul. And Paul said no. And when you go on to verse 10, the Bible says, even there was a ruler whose father was not well, and Paul ministered to him and he was healed. Jesus said, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. In my name they will heal the sick. In my name, they will drink deadly poison. Even if they will pick serpents by mistake, like it happened in the life of Paul in the island of Melita. Paul was spared. Hallelujah. So, beloved, I want you to know that if you're a child of God, you are not an ordinary person. If you're a child of God, you are not like somebody who is without Christ. When you become a child of God, you receive eternal life. You receive the life of God. You receive the divine nature of God. It gives you immunity. You are a partaker of God's divine nature. You cannot be molested like other people. The Bible says that Saul died as though he was never anointed, because with the anointing, and he became a different person. So when we become children of God, we receive the life of God. The life of God makes us formidable. It makes us strong. It makes us victorious. We are partakers of God's divine nature. He said, you will cast out devils. You will heal the sick. And you will pick up deadly serpents. Drink even poison, even if by mistake. If you drink poison, you have divine immunity. Now, I'm not saying we should go around and expose ourselves to be contaminated by coronavirus. That's not what I'm saying. We must observe all the precautions that has been put in place to keep us safe. But I want you to also understand that you must know that as a child of God, you have divine immunity. You have divine, even when you are not aware, God will preserve you. God will keep you. You must not allow yourself to be overwhelmed and to be dominated by fear in such situation, in difficult times like this. You need to get to the point where you know that you have divine immunity in Christ. And should anything happen, even when you are not aware, God is going to preserve you. God is going to protect you. Because there's so much fear in the system. The spirit of fear has dominated. So you need to understand that you have divine immunity. Praise God. I want us to look at some of the keys we can use or we can apply so that we can have the manifestation and the perfectness of this, our divine immunity. Number one, you need to have God consciousness. As a man thinketh in his mind or in his heart, so is he. We need to get to the point where we have God consciousness. We have divine protection consciousness. We have divine immunity consciousness. Because you see, the mind is very important. As you think in your mind, the mind controls all the other actions. So if you think in your mind that you are defeated, you are weak, things will happen to you, anything can happen to you, so shall it be. The Bible says, let this mind which was in Christ Jesus be in you. When Jesus was on this earth, he knew he had divine immunity. He knew he could ask God for even angels in difficult times. Look, as a child of God, you are surrounded by angels. As a child of God, the Bible says he will give his angels charge over you. The Bible says that the angel of the Lord encamped around them that fears the Lord to deliver them from all their troubles. One day, Elisha prayed and said, God, open the eyes of my servant. Because the servant was afraid, and the servant's eyes were opened, and he saw on the mountain chariots of fire, because the enemies had come up against them. And then the Bible makes us understand, Elisha told the servant, he said, there are many who are with us than those who are against us. I want you to know that angels are surrounding us in our going out and our coming in. Angels are accompanying us. He said, he'll give his angels charge over you. So you need to have this consciousness. I remember Job. One of the things that led to Job's downfall was that Job had a protection from God. He didn't know he had it. So the devil even went to God and said, it's because you put a hedge of fire around him. Listen, dear beloved Christian, there's a hedge of fire around you. There's a hedge of fire around your children. There's a hedge of fire around your household. You may not know, and because you may not know, you are entertaining fear. You are entertaining things that is making it easy for you to allow the enemy to come and attack you. Listen, you have divine protection in the name of the Lord Jesus as a child of God. So number one, be God consciousness. Be divine immunity and protection consciousness. That God is with you. He will deliver you. He will keep you from every form of plague and pestilence. Number two, you need to understand that, listen carefully, there is weapon in your mouth. You must speak the word of God. You must not just keep your mouth shut. He said, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Psalm 91 verse 2. He said, I will say of the Lord. Let's go into the word of God. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord. He said, I will say of the Lord. You must learn to open your mouth and say of the Lord. Say of the Lord. There is fire in your mouth. There is weapon in your mouth. God has ordained weapon in your mouth, in your tongue. He said, I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. Psalm 107 verse 20. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So open your mouth and say, I am preserved. The Lord will watch over me. The Lord will deliver me. My going out is preserved. My coming in is preserved. Come on, when men say there is a casting down, you will say there is a lifting. You need to open your mouth and speak it. Divine protection, immunity is in your mouth. Don't keep your mouth shut. Speak the word of God. Say, I am preserved. Say, my family is preserved. Say, my home is preserved. My going out is preserved. My coming in is preserved. God is on my side. 1,000 shall fall on my side. 10,000 on my right side. It shall not come nigh me. I'm not alone. God is with me. The angels of God surround me. They keep me in all my ways. Open your mouth and say it. Even if it doesn't look like it. Even if people will laugh at you. Even if people will mock at you. Say it. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. So open your mouth and say it. As you say it, you shall see it. Praise God. Now, I want us to look at the key number three for divine immunity. Key number three for divine immunity. We are going into the word of God. We are looking at key number three for divine immunity. Key number three for divine immunity is that you must not walk in fear. Fear is a torment. Fear is of the devil. Fear opens the door for the devil to come in and afflict us. Fear is the first messenger the devil deploys when he wants to destroy somebody's life. The Bible says, give no place to the devil. He said, keep the door shut to the devil. In other words, give the devil no foothold. Do not give him a chance. Fear opens the door. When you walk in fear, you open the door for sickness. When you walk in fear, you open the door for oppression. When you walk in fear, you open the door for all manner of evil to come into your house. Because the Bible says, no evil shall come nigh thy dwelling. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. But you see, when you walk in fear, it's an insult to the finished work of Christ. Walking in fear does not mean you are humble. A lot of people think when they walk in fear, it's a sign of humility. No, when you walk in fear, it's an insult to the finished work of Christ on the cross. It's an insult to the word of God. You don't need to walk in fear to prove that you are humble. You don't need to walk in fear to prove that you are simple. No. When you walk in fear, you make it easy for the enemy to have advantage over you. You see, anytime you walk in fear, you open yourself, your immune system goes down, your defenses goes down, you become confused, you panic, you become anxious, you make wrong choices. So you must do everything possible not to walk in fear. Key number three, don't entertain fear. Please don't. Even if you realize fear is coming, use the word of God to overcome the fear. Listen to the preaching. Listen to the messages. Listen to encouraging messages. Listen to worship songs that lift up the name of the Lord. Don't entertain fear. Fear is of the devil. Look, bad dreams, they come from the devil. False prophecies, prophetic utterances that are meant to put fear into you, they are not of God. Even when they come, reject it in the name of Jesus. Stand on the word of God and believe that God's word will prevail. He said, who is it that saith? And it cometh to pass when the Lord has not commanded it. So stand upon the word of God. Don't entertain fear. Now, Job chapter 3, verse 25. Job said something. He said, the thing which I greatly feared has come over me. You are afraid that you contract this sickness. You are afraid that you contract this disease. You are afraid that you are not going to live long. You are afraid that the sickness that killed your grandfather, that killed your father, is going to happen to you. You are afraid that the situation that happened to your grandmother, happened to your mother, happened to your cousins, is going to happen to you. That is how you open the door to the devil. Are you here with me? So don't entertain fear. Reject fear. Use the word of God to reject fear. Use the power of God to reject fear. Use the scriptures to reject fear. Fear is of the devil. So don't entertain fear. Don't go to places where they will preach messages to put fear in you. Don't go to wrong places where you hear prophetic utterances that will put you into fear. They said they saw your coffin. They say you are dying. They say they are burying you. They say something is going to happen. They said they saw you, this and that. They were pulling you under articulator track. They saw you, this and that. Listen carefully. Don't entertain fear. Even if you have a bad dream, even if a seasoned prophet tells you something, it is left with you to accept it or reject it. Because we read from the word of God. One day, the prophet Isaiah came to Hezekiah and said to Hezekiah, put your house in order for you shall surely die. Hezekiah did not challenge him. He went to the presence of God and he said, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. And he said, the Bible says, Hezekiah went to God and he prayed. And because he prayed, God sent Isaiah back and said, because of your prayer. So listen, don't allow fear to overcome you. Don't allow fear. Reject fear. Reject every form of bad report. Reject every form of negative report. Stand strong on the word of God. Stand strong on the promises of God's word. You must know God for yourself. Don't leave that for your pastor. Don't leave that for your apostle. Don't let somebody go and fast and pray to see what God has to tell you. You can pray and fast and God will speak to you. So you must reject fear. Number four, key number four, You have to make sure that you keep the word of God always in your heart. The Bible makes us wonder. They said, my son, Proverbs chapter 4. Let's read Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. He said, my son, pay attention to my word. He said, incline your ears unto my saying, and keep them in the midst of thine heart. Let them not depart from thine eyes, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all the flesh. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. He said, keep them in the midst of thine heart. He said, for they are life unto those who find them, and health to all the flesh. Now, one of the main strategies of the devil is to keep your focus and your attention away from the word of God. He wants to distract you. Those bad reports are meant to distract you. Those challenges and pitfalls the enemy bring your way, they are meant to distract you. All the things that people are doing to you, whether it is insult, criticism, and persecution, they are meant to distract you and to take your focus away from God. The storms of life are meant to distract you. You know, the Bible says one day, Peter saw Jesus walking on water. And he said to Jesus, Lord, if it is you, let me walk on water. And Jesus said, Peter should come. As Peter was walking, he was doing well. He was walking. Suddenly, there was a storm. And Peter shifted his focus and attention from the master. And he focused and placed it on the storms. When your attention and your focus is diverted, is shifted away from the Lord Jesus, and it is focused on the storms, you are going to sink. Immediately, Peter started sinking. And he shouted and said, Master, Lord, help me. Now, when you allow troubles, challenges, difficulties, pestilence, plagues, war, troubles, criticism, persecution, there are people who criticize you and they want you to take your attention from your assignment and from the word of God. But listen, key number four is that keep the word of God right before you. Keep the word of God in your heart. Incline your ears to say, listening to the word of God all the time. Anytime faith is going down, anytime they want to take your attention, keep listening to the word of God. Keep listening to the preaching. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Read the word of God to yourself. Hear yourself read the word of God. Because when you hear yourself read the word of God, your faith is built up. Your faith is stimulated. Your faith is activated. So keep listening to the word of God. Don't let the word of God be taken away from you. Don't be too busy. So much that you don't have time for the word of God. It's a strategy of the devil. One day, Martha and Mary, Martha was too busy. And Mary came, and Martha was complaining that Mary was listening to Jesus. And Jesus said, Mary has chosen the right thing, and nobody can take it away from him. The best thing you need is the word of God. He sent forth his word, he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God will never return to him void. When God wants to help you, it comes through the word. God's hand is not shorting. The gospel is the power of God. Don't let the word of God depart from thine eyes. Don't let it depart from thy eyes. You read Numbers chapter 24, when they were being beaten by small snakes in the wilderness. The devil always brings distractions to take our mind off the cross, off the master, off the word. And Moses said, God told Moses, tell everybody beaten by the snake to focus on the bronze serpent. And anybody who look at the bronze serpent, they'll be spared from the bite of the snake. That is it. In him was the word. He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And the word became flesh, the living word. Jesus, the living word. The word. Keep your focus and attention on the word. Whether times are good, go for the word. Stick to the word. Listen to the word. Speak the word. Don't let the word of God depart. Keep your mind on God. Keep your mind on Christ. There's a very important scripture in Isaiah chapter 26. I want you to look at Isaiah chapter 26. He said, I will keep him in perfect peace. These two important scriptures. And I will close. He said, I will keep him in perfect peace. One whose mind is kept on thee, for he trusts in thee. Don't let anything shift your mind and your attention away from God, away from his word, away from the scriptures. He said, I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is kept trusting in you. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. He said, thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts. His mind is stayed on thee. Keep your mind on God. Keep your mind on Christ. Keep your mind on his word. He said, thou would keep him in perfect peace, in the midst of turmoil, In the midst of trouble, in the midst of pestilence, in the midst of plague, you have divine immunity and divine protection. And one of the keys, keep your mind on God. He said that would keep him in perfect peace because his mind is stayed on thee. Praise God. And we can see Psalm 112, verse 7. He said, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Oh, glory be to Jesus. He said, you shall not be afraid of evil tidings. When we say tidings, we are talking about news. He shall not be afraid of evil news. Around this time, a lot of evil news, a lot of bad reports, news from TV, news from internet, news from the radio, a lot of bad reports. Some are carried over messages. This person hears the message, brings it. He says, oh, people are dying. Some people are exaggerating the news. Some people are putting fear into people. Some people are saying, oh, we shall all die. Everything is going haywire. Everything is scattering. Well, we don't know whether we'll see tomorrow. Listen, he said, he shall not be afraid of bad news. Psalm 112, verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Tidings means bad news, bad reports. He shall not be afraid of evil report. The Amplified Version says, he shall not be afraid of evil report. Is it from the doctor? He shall not be afraid. Is it from the experts? He shall not be afraid. Is it from the economic experts? He shall not be afraid. Is it from the specialist? He shall not be afraid. He shall not be afraid. Oh, is it from a seasoned prophet who God speaks to directly? He shall not be afraid. He shall not be afraid. You tune to the radio, you hear this bad report, bad news here and there. He said, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is firmly fixed, trusting, leaning on, and being confident in the Lord. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings because he's leaning. Beloved, I want you to understand that you have divine immunity. You have the life of God flowing through you. You are a partaker of God's divine nature. You need to use the key. The key number one, you must have this consciousness of divine protection, divine immunity, God consciousness. Angels are surrounding you consciousness. God is with you consciousness. Number two, you must open your mouth to declare it. He shall say of the Lord, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall say of the Lord, say it. Don't be ashamed. He shall say of the Lord. He shall say of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He shall say of the Lord. And so, number three, you need to make sure that you don't entertain fear. Have I not told you, be courageous and be bold? He said, do not be afraid. You must not entertain fear. Job said, the thing that I greatly fear has come upon me. Fear. And number four, you need to keep your mind fixed on God. He said, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, trusting in thee. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings, because his heart, his mind, is firmly trusting in thee. So, dearly beloved, I would like to leave you here, but I want to pray with you. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, I want to pray with you briefly, so that you can receive Jesus. You can pray wherever you are, and Jesus will come and dwell in your heart by faith. I want us to pray. You want to receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, or you fell away from fellowshipping with God, and you want to be restored wherever you are. I want to pray with you. I want you to bow your heads down and let us pray. I want you to say, dear God, I thank you for sending your son Jesus. Jesus, I acknowledge I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. You died for me. You were buried for me. You shed your blood for me. You rose for me. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Let me love you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for receiving me. I want to pray with you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for your son. I pray for your daughter. I commit them into your hands. I ask the Lord you will preserve, deliver, and use tremendously in your kingdom. Make them signs and wonders to their generation. Make them instruments in your hands. And let your name be praised and glorified through them. I ask that, Lord, they will excel, they will flourish, they will thrive in your house. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are sick in any part of your body, we believe that by his stripes you were healed. We serve the God who heals and delivers. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus that any sickness, any disease that is tormenting, plaguing, and afflicting your life, the Lord himself will stretch forth his hands and deliver you. Be healed of every infirmity. We bind every sickness of disease. We rebuke every spirit of infirmity, bondage. We command yokes to be broken. We command ungodly covenants to be broken over your life. We break every ungodly pronouncement that has been made over your destiny. We command curses to be broken over your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray for you for the favor of God, that wherever you go, you find favor. Doors that have been closed shall be open. I pray for you that the gates shall be open, because the Lord Jesus has come in and he said, "Who art thou, O great mountains, before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain." He said, "Oh, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and ye everlasting doors be lifted, for the Lord, the King of glory, shall enter." I pray for you that you experience a miracle. May the Lord give you testimony. May the Lord give you a song, a new song, and a fresh dance like never before. I pray for your home, that may the shed blood be a covering. May the shed blood be a mark over your household, over your little one. May your going out be preserved. May your coming in be preserved. I prophesy that you will live to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The Lord bless you, and I want you to connect one more time on one of our many social media handles and follow this precious, wonderful word, and your life, your family, and whatever concerns you will never be the same in Jesus' name. God bless you. Yes.